third birthday.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, it's live on air now, so all good.
All right. I'm coming.
Do we have any viewers?
I don't know. Just a second.
What are we calling this? A very merry. I'm just trying.
This is hard.
Here. You know what? Go. Nothing fancy. Sorry, guys.
What?
I'm very confused.
There we go. Awesome. Yay.
How do you have a Hawkeye?
Did you just realize?
I'm so upset. How did you do that?
Okay. Wow, Google Brooke. Magic.
Wow.
Okay. Are we doing things? Are we meant to talk now?
Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Not Another Team Wolf Podcast, episode 85, Christmas 2.0. I had to find the doc. Everyone's wearing hats except for me because I don't own hats, so I have my fancy scarf. Nobody
Isaac's
told me
scarf.
We were supposed to wear hats.
No,
yeah. No one told. We didn't tell each other. It wasn't a conspiracy behind your back or anything. We just all had the same festive spirit, of which you have none.
This isn't amateur hour, Karen.
All right. I'll be Isaac.
You're hard.
I'm cool with that.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Okay, so usual stuff, find us on Twitter at NATW Podcast, use the hashtag NATWPLive, and talk to us and ask us questions, because we don't really know what we're doing. I'm sorry, I just saw the first line of the poem.
I'm not looking.
This is going to be a disaster anyway, so,
have some restraint.
Email, natwpodcast@gmail.com, Tumblr, notanotherteenwolfpodcast.tumblr.com, or...
No, dot com.
notanotherteenwolfpodcast.com. I was getting there.
Yeah.
And then Instagram is, I think, natwpodcast. I have no idea.
Someone should screen cap this nonsense and put it on Instagram. I don't know how to screen cap on this computer, but someone else can do it.
I got this.
Wait, we should make funny faces.
Why
not?
Faces.
Tell us when.
Okay.
Oh, no!
Is there a countdown on this? I don't know if there's a countdown. We're going to find out. Well, no, that's pretty much immediate.
That was
terrible.
I'm just gonna stick with that. Then. I'm just gonna leave it alone. It's
what
beautiful.
All right.
Okay. Are we ready to get this show on the road?
Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best Teen Wolf memories of 2014. Courtney, you go first.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I really think about this.
Really? Okay, I can go first.
Okay,
if you want,
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm gonna take it before anybody else came visiting the set.
Are we allowed to say that? I thought you meant in the show.
Why can't we say it?
I didn't mean in the show.
Pardon?
I didn't mean in the show. Courtney got it right.
Okay.
Okay.
Not that there are wrong answers.
Personal favorite memories.
Yeah. Mine is...
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't hear you, Karen.
Mine was going to BikeCon and seeing you guys.
Oh,
Karen.
But we have a whole other section about conventions to talk about. I feel like I'm meant to think about like my favorite Teen Wolf memories of actually.
That's what I thought too.
Teen Wolf that we watched. Oh God.
Who else has one?
Hmm.
Crickets.
I wrote them in the docs so you guys could think about them ahead of time.
I got home with 5 minutes.
This quote is great. You are exempt because you already did yours and you did a fantastic job. Who's this? Who's crashing our hangout? You are in shadow.
Totally backlit. Can you see me? No, you can't. Oh, this is awesome. I'm like anonymous.
Oh, yeah, you're like, hey,
I'm pretty little rare. That's all we need.
Here, wait, hold on.
Okay, my favorite Teen Wolf moment is Alyssa crashing this podcast.
Yeah.
I should have held up this. Wait, can you see this?
No.
How about that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just talk to the camera tattoo?
Yeah, we can see it.
Do you guys remember this moment?
Yeah.
It's him, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it's when Scott's in the tattoo shop and Styles holds it up and he's like, hey, you should totally get this tattoo.
Why do you have that?
Why would she have that? It was like one of the first jokes that managed to land in the Teen Wolf writer's room that Jessica did. So, all right, hold on. Yeah. Let me see if I can get out of shadow.
Yeah, for everyone who can't see what's going on with the like the shadowy figure over in the corner.
she's trying really hard.
A nice palm tree. Where are you? Like, freaking... Like,
oh, yeah, here.
Tropical island, or like...
Yeah, where are you?
Palm tree, sun. Yeah.
It's cold and raining here.
Yeah. There, I can see you. Hello.
I realized I had the board up for things, and I can't have that.
Yeah.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi.
We've been joined by our favorite friend, Alyssa Clark.
How do I make it stop shuffling through all of you and it's giving me that's like, it's super crazy, like weird schizophrenic, like it just keeps going
through. I don't know if you can just click on one person and it'll stay there. I think you can pick a favorite.
Oh, yeah, you can.
It generally pulls up whoever is talking. Like, so
but if you click on someone's face down in the bottom, it'll keep it at the top.
Oh, like, I'm watching Karen right now.
All right, I'm picking Brooke. I'm going to let you know right now.
I'm going to keep my own face, though.
She's like, I'm picking Brooke.
I can pick my own face? Sorry. Oh, I don't want that, no.
The pressure.
Okay. Alyssa, at the moment, we're going through our favorite Teen Wolf-related memories of the year. And
fabulous.
I'm going to say that my favorite memory was when Brooke had a character named after her. How about that? I'm going to steal your moment, Brooke.
I'm trying to get my lighting better, you guys. I don't like my lighting here at all, so I'm creating notes on this whole call to fix my hair. Okay, everything looks terrible. I think I'm just gonna hold up the fan art instead and talk through it.
Oh.
I'm just gonna talk like that. I actually only have a few minutes and I have to go back into the room, but my favorite moment was when Brooke didn't believe that it was named after her. Like, we just accidentally named someone Brooke Lynch, and then that was my favorite moment.
Listen. Okay. Just like this didn't happen. I was in disbelief.
Well, I mean, it is a pretty big, you know, pretty big thing.
It was pretty cool. I have an email where she's like, that wasn't me. And I'm like, it was you. It was, yeah.
Just deal with it.
Like, sorry to tell you, Brooke, but it's the truth.
Karen, are you just going to sit there and giggle, or are you going to take control of the situation?
Okay, fine. Best convention memory of 2014. I'm going to go with San Diego Comic-Con when I did trivia against Jeff Davis, and I almost beat him, but I
didn't.
Yes,
that was so good.
Technicality. I still think you should have tied.
I know.
I still think it was, yeah.
What was the question that you tied on?
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even remember, do we?
Who was the first member of Derek's pack. It was really dodgily worded, so the answer could have been Jackson or Isaac, like, out of the people that he bit, but then Jackson was not relevant, and I don't know, I don't remember the technicality exactly, but it was something like that. So.
Erica. Yeah, because I think I did Isaac, but the answer was Jackson.
No, no. Well, wait, was it? No.
It was the first one that he bit.
He didn't bite Jackson. He accidentally put his claws in Jackson. So, yeah, you're right. That's a tricky
one. No, he did.
Erica's before Isaac, isn't it?
No, Isaac was before Erica.
Yeah, I lose these trivia contests all the time. I edited an episode with Isaac in the graveyard, and I hope.
So what you're saying is that I should have won that trivia contest.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes because Jeff's not here, so you.
You stole that now. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. About it, Jeff. Which might be true.
Okay.
In our defense, oftentimes we pitch so many different things that we forget. By the end what we've settled on, and then we can talk for like 10 minutes on an idea that that never made it on TV, and we're like, oh, that never made it on TV, huh?
And
never
then mind. You just remember it as the truth, even though it never actually did. Yeah.
And then we sober up, and we start over again.
You have the entire plot lines that you have set in place, and you're like, no, that's wrong.
No, Brooke, we'd never do that. Probably done that. I mean, you do. You start off with so many pie-in-the-sky ideas, particularly at the beginning of the season. You know, you have people going over here and killing over here and dying over here and loving over here, and then you'd run out of time most of the time because we have so many, you know, there's so many story ideas you can do, and then you have, like, especially if you fell in love with an idea that for some reason didn't go because Jeff hates you, you forget for a while that it never made it because you cry yourself to sleep every night thinking about how great it would be, and you write your fanfic and stuff, you know, and you hide. Yeah. You post it under Derek is my lover 666, right? And then
That's who you are. I knew it.
Totally.
No wonder that one was taken.
That would not be my name. I'm just saying, if I was going to have it.
Oh, God.
Okay, Alyssa Clark, writer of Teen Wolf, if you did have that option to go and write or tell us or write out a fan non-fiction, apparently, about
a
story that you would have liked to tell that would never actually happen, what would it be?
Huh. That's an interesting question. That's a very interesting question. I'm going to take it very seriously. Because I only have like one more minute left. I would probably end up writing about a character that I really liked that had to go away just for various things. Like, I mean, I think Deucalion is a super fun character that I loved him as a bad guy, so I could go write some fan fiction of him, like maybe opening up an ice cream shop or having a little ice cream truck that he goes around.
Okay.
Like gives, you know, ice cream to kids.
That's so awesome.
And then murders them later. I got assaulted.
Wait, I think that's an episode of Charmed. I'm not even kidding. I'm pretty sure it is.
I think Graydon has a whole bunch of backstory that would be a ton of fun to write. Because, you know, I've always loved that character and her idea. And then, I don't know. Like, I could think about that for a while and probably come up with something much clever and funnier and get back to you guys later in email. Because I'm funnier.
I wish the fandom would write more fic for Brayden because she's awesome. She has, so much potential.
Particularly because her backstory and stuff hasn't really been talked about a lot, so there's a lot of worlds that you could build with that on your own, and I think it'd be really, really cool to do that. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I support that.
Calm down.
I want to come back with a much more clever answer, but I'm not going to have time. So you guys, I will. You know, I'll send you all something really, really that'll blow your minds in email, and then you'll be like, "Yeah, that's Alyssa. She's clever." And then I'll be like, "Yeah." We'll never know. That's how my life goes. And what characters do you guys wish there would you wish you could write more fanfic about, and you should?
I don't write the fan fictions.
Well, I mean, we know that you have trouble with the alphabet, but you know, if you could.
if I ever get over that hurdle, I would like to probably Isaac. I don't know, probably Isaac or like Laura Hale, probably.
Laura.
Yeah.
I would have liked more from Boyd.
Yeah, how about that one English teacher who was season one and never showed up again? Here's what I would write. I would write the teacher's lounge of
Oh my gosh, yes.
They're and they're like, what do you think happened to Miss Johnson? Yeah, I don't know. I heard she moved or she was murdered, you know, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
I would pick Mr. Harris.
Peter. You and Mr. Harris. I would write.
Hold on. You know that those were my hands that killed Mr. Harris, right? Those are my hands.
We're going to have to reestablish our relationship, Alyssa.
Yeah. I killed that guy literally, and then literally. Because I literally killed him, and I literally killed him.
Oh
yeah.
My god, beautiful.
Pretty proud of that.
I love that. I would write my beautiful fan fiction that I always talk about, or my plot that I always talk about, in which I want Peter Hale to become the drama teacher at Beacon Hills High, like the crazy drama teacher in the original Teen Wolf movie. That's what I want.
Everything would be super, super dramatic, like when he gets
yikes. Yeah.
There'd be a lot of screaming at the sky.
Yeah.
When he did, I feel like he would monologue like every. Oh, you know, and then he could do it, and then Mountain Ash, you know, like. That would be great. Yeah. That would. Yeah, I think this is a lot of potential. I think we could have a spinoff.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh.
Yeah. That'll
What's
work.
The, it would basically.
I would watch that.
It would be like Teen Wolf meets Honey.
Oh, God.
I've always thought that for a musical.
Yeah, Call it Glee Wolf.
No, we don't need. No one needs Glee Wolf.
Everyone needs Glee Wolf.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Ryan Murphy and Jeff Davis walk into a coffee shop.
And all of your favorite characters die.
What the hell?
What shit is that, Alyssa?
That's just an office in Vicksburg, Mississippi. I took this photo and it's in my office, cause, so I don't like people coming to my office, so like I have to take it.
You put this on the door or something to stop people coming in. That's horrible.
Russell Mulcahy gets very nervous coming into my bay. Wait, hold on, there's one more.
What are those from? I do not like them.
This is a guy named Ryan Patterson, and he's an artist, and he actually makes these dolls. I'm trying to get it in the camera properly and not doing it. He makes... dolls. This is just a picture of one of the dolls he makes, and this was like a big doll. They're very cool and very creepy. Wait, and one more thing, and then I have to go. But this is my eraser head camera. My camera's totally lagging, so I'm like way behind. But
that's okay. Oh my god!
And I had this before Jen Lynch came on our show, and I was really pleased when she started directing with us because she's awesome, and I love my eraser head.
Oh my god. You've never set it on fire, so,
An eraser head, I think, really represents the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
Back to the theme.
Yeah, very quickly before you have to go, what do you want, what would you most like for Christmas in the world of, this Teen Wolf, etc. fandom, what would be the best gift that you could receive for Christmas this year?
I would like why I don't understand why there has to be so much killing and violence, and why all of Beacon Hills can't get together like the Who's and start to sing and and I just want everyone to love each other, right? Like, I don't understand why there has to be so much hate and killing.
That was the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Yeah. Give us another impression of how you killed Mr. Harris, Delight.
Wait, no, my hands were doing this. They were twisting, right? I was twisting. And it was so fucking cold in this. And I was not in the wetsuit because I was last minute. I wanted to kill him last minute, and they already had the guy who was supposed to be the hands in the wetsuit. So I was just wearing my jacket backwards. And our two guys had two big hoses of water to make it rain on me. But I was having a great time. And it was about 3 in the morning. Mm. And even though L.A. doesn't get that cold, we were shooting in this canyon. And it was about that night was about 30 degrees. It might be at 35. It might not have been freezing, but it was very cold. But it was super fun, and I was having a great time. I don't think the actor was having as good of a time as I was. But
requested to kill him. They had a stunt guy, and you requested to do it. Is this what I'm getting?
It was going to be Tyler Standen. Tyler, who's a really nice guy, and often has done his makeup things. And Tim, the director, knew I had written this part. And Tim and I are friends, and he was like, no, Alyssa, you have to kill him. And I'm like, I'd love to kill him. Like, you know, I talked about it a lot, and now I could really actually do it. So when I'm the subject of the Serial podcast, you guys, please delete all of this. Never happened. Never happened. But I do have to know where I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay.
I'm going to get in more trouble. So you guys all have – do they have Christmas in Australia?
No, I'm wearing these reindeer ears for fun.
They also just got electricity.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, I used to power my internet by, like, riding a little pedal bike while podcasting, and, like, that would generate the electricity needed to power the computer to podcast.
How far we've come.
I'm so glad you found electricity to do something so important as this podcast, so good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and of course, Festivus, airing of the grievances.
Would you like to air a grievance for us?
I think I've been airing my grievances for 5 years, frankly.
So many.
I'll send you a list of my grievances at email. But thank you for having me on, and I have to run back, so I will. For Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas, Alyssa!
Bye!
I don't know how to turn this off, so I'm just going to close my computer.
Wait, is she going to say that?
I don't know. That's really weird. She's just going to be frozen there forever.
Hold on. I'm going to take a screenshot. Oh, I can't. So she's weird. Just stuck down there. Hold on.
How do I print screen on a Mac, Donya?
The only one that I remember how to do is Command Shift of 4 and just select everything.
I'm sorry.
What was
that? I said that.
I don't know.
All right, everyone.
So, back to schedule.
Back to us.
Okay. So, all right, we still have to do best convention experience. I don't think anybody except for me went because Alyssa totally crashed everything. So.
Oh, I've got one.
Okay. Danya.
Don't stop believing at Howlicon.
That was good.
That was so
good.
That
was good. Yeah. Brooke, do you have one?
What?
Best convention experience?
Best convention. Well, I only went to one this year, so probably when Natalie saved my life and told me that I didn't have shoes on.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Do they know about this? Because Brooke almost didn't wear shoes to the set visit. And I was like, and you guys know that Brooke is in a wheelchair. And I was like, oh, maybe she just doesn't have to wear shoes. Like, what a life. Like, what a dream. She doesn't have to wear shoes. And I was like, oh, I was like, weird question, but do you need to wear shoes? And she was like, oh my god, I'm not wearing shoes. Oh my god, I almost not wearing shoes.
I can't tell you how many times, like, honestly, a week, I think about the possibility of meeting Jeff Davis and Tyler Heckman without shoes on. Like, I'm just like, my entire life would be different.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Courtney, do you have one?
Basically, I'm a slave until forever. Because, I owe my life. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. You owe me your life about a lot of things. I mean, I do, you know, contribute a lot of important things to your life, Brooke. I feel like the shoes is like on a low down level compared to loving Steve Rogers. I feel like the shoes is way less important than that. Sorry, but
it's true. You're a firm but kind ruler.
Oh my god. Okay.
Oh no.
My favorite convention memory is probably a toss up. Oh, sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead, Natalie. Keep going.
Why?
Oh, well, because you were already talking.
Oh, I didn't realize you were... My favorite was probably a toss-up between meeting the wolf at BiteCon. I really thought that was really great, and I've never seen anything like it. I thought that was really, like, extreme, and I really liked, like, seeing Tyler Posey and Jeff play with the wolf, and the wolf greeting everyone in the room. And I really enjoyed the wolf. I also really... I also really liked the Creatures of the Night con that we had here in Sydney. I went by myself, and it was like, I've been to like small cons where there's like three guests, and they kind of try and milk milk a lot out of like a small situation. And I thought it was gonna be like that, and I thought it was not gonna be like that. Fantastic. I thought it was going to be good, and I wanted to see the guests, like some of which I knew already and some of which I wanted to meet, like Ian Bowen. That was really fun. He was really nice. But it was so much more fun than I thought it was going to be, and I was there completely by myself and I didn't know anyone, and it was just a completely enjoyable day, and they had a really good attitude about it, and like all of the panels and the guests gave a lot. So I really liked like that con and what they were able to do with that. But obviously getting together with everyone at BiteCon was really important for one and all, I think that we can agree. But, Courtney, how about you?
I guess meeting you guys was nice. But I don't know if this is going to show up because it's on my phone and you all know what's happening here, but come on.
Yes.
My favorite moment ever. I'm so proud, guys. It's going to be like my legacy. I'm going to die and it's going to be like the Luigi to Heckman's Mario.
They're going to like do a stone carving of the photo on your gravestone or something.
Yes. Precisely.
I was going to say, I promise that when you die, I'll have that picture on your casket.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Can we get it blown up so it's the picture? Yeah.
Yeah.
The picture at the funeral? Okay, thank you. That's how I want to be remembered.
Oh my god.
What a time.
I'm so embarrassed for you, but okay.
So dirty, you guys.
Do you still have the hat? Where's the hat?
It is in a suitcase in my closet, but I do still have it.
Good.
Okay, other highlights of the year.
What?
Like Teen Wolf related or
non-Teen Wolf related? Non-Teen Wolf related. What else happened this year that you guys really loved?
Despite your efforts, Karen, to keep us apart, becoming friends with Marimer was pretty awesome.
I didn't. I just didn't know they had so much in
common, so I never, like, properly introduced them, and they just found each other.
Karen, you're having some hair problem.
What?
I'm just distracted because you keep pushing at the same piece of hair. It's not good.
You need a bullet.
I do. I'll...
What were your highlights of the year aside from Teen Wolf related endeavors?
Going to an Eminem concert.
Love you.
I couldn't say that.
Wait,
that was the highlight.
I've got another highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to wake Karen up by just playing Eminem. Literally. We were sharing a hotel in New York, and I started, like, Karen is notoriously bad at morning. She doesn't like waking up. So yeah. I was, like, sad.
It constantly surprises me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So I was just sat up in bed going, okay, Karen needs to be awake now. How do I wake her up? So I literally just pulled up an Eminem song on YouTube and started playing it. And no word of a lie, the second he said a single word, Karen's eyes opened, and I was like, okay.
Did she start singing? Did she wake up singing? Like, is that, like, a thing that happened?
She woke up essentially going, I hate you.
Then I rolled over and said, I really like this song.
You're so cute. It's so unexpected. It's so,
Let's stop talking about me. Who's next?
Courtney?
Guys, I really don't know. Like, everything great this year has been related to you guys.
You went to Disney World for, like, 2 weeks, didn't you?
What?
Courtney?
Didn't you go to Disney World for, like, 2 weeks or something?
No, that was last year. That was in 2014. Yeah, everything in 14 has been, like, the year of the Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. I can't really... I don't know if that makes me, like, really, really sad and depressed. Or happy, because there's nothing else going on.
Jeez, thanks.
No, I just meant, like, I have nothing else going on.
Okay, I know mine.
Yes.
Yeah, I know mine. Mine is pretty, being dragged into the Marvel thing.
Marvel.
This is where Courtney's going to nap for the next 5 minutes.
I'm literally dragged over into the Marvel.
I am the fucking champion, can I just say. Do you like my shirt?
Brandy, I
haven't even posted on Hyperball yet, but Brandy was my secret Santa, and she sent it to me, and I got it, like, today.
Yeah.
I have to go and thank her, but yeah. I knew that I would know how to get you. These ones, all yelling incoherently over the top of each other, just ignore them. Only listen to me.
Okay, time for me to go. Bye, guys. Thanks.
I'm carefully taking it away from Marvel for you, Courtney, because I'm a kind and benevolent ruler, you see. My highlight this year, for real, was visiting my ancestral seat in Yorkshire. Like, my family comes... my mother's side of the family comes from, like, a really old, like, English noble family. And they have, like, a castle, like, historical, like, ruins of a castle. And I've wanted to go, like, my whole life. And this year I went there for the first time because my friend in England can finally drive. So that was cool. I got to see my castle. Where I'm one day going to, obviously, re-inhabit and rule. And I got to shoot bows and arrows there, which was great. They had an archery demonstration, so I had to have a go shooting bows and arrows. Karen's
They have an electricity in the hassle. Are you part hairs from the hassle?
I will make sure that happens.
It's important, yeah.
But that was definitely one of my non-team related highlights. Also on that England trip, I got to see my favorite band reunite in a way that is actually healthy and coherent, and they basically their entire journey, which is the Libertines, by the way, this year has been something I literally never thought would happen, and it's been really, really, really important. And all of my time in New York, like seeing some really cool musicals, when I am going to see Starkid Takes Manhattan with Karen over there. That was pretty good.
Aww.
You guys get together so much. It makes me so sad. You guys stop.
No, I'm in Australia. I'm far. I'm alone all the time. Literally all the time. So, yeah.
Okay.
Courtney.
So,
what?
Have we all said our highlights? Courtney reckons she doesn't have any.
Yeah.
But Courtney, you almost had a transgender cat. That's pretty exciting.
Why would that be a sense of pride?
Well, I don't know, it's really progressive. Tumblr would be really...
Really expensive transgender cat. Penis amputation, I would not recommend it for your feline.
One of my cats might have a similar issue, but hopefully not. And the dog has to have tooth surgery.
Jesus.
Okay. Moving on.
All right, let's move on, I suppose.
Okay.
Anybody have any fun holiday plans?
This.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about right. This.
I mean, fair enough. This is probably the highlight of my Christmas.
This is probably as well. This is actually going to be the first Christmas I'll get to go home and spend more than just half a day with my family.
Nice.
Why? So, do they usually do like Apple iPhone releases on Boxing Day or something?
No, I usually have to work Christmas Eve and Boxing Day, and because my parents live, it's about 100 miles, give or take, away. Okay. To be able to drive there and drive back, I usually have to only be there for part of Christmas Day, so I can make it back up to actually get to work on Boxing Day. But this year, I don't have to work Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, or the 2 days after Boxing Day.
Nice.
So I spend a very long time with my family, which is really, really nice, and I'm super looking forward to it.
Yeah. I will be trying to bake a bunch of cookies because I'm probably not taking very good presents to people this year, so I'm going to bake some cookies. What else? I don't really have much planned. The Christmas Day thing with my family is probably going to be quite stressful for reasons, but I might be going away over New Year's for 2 days to like go horse riding, like in an all day horse riding trek, which will be fun.
Oh my God.
Mary is so with you.
All of us combined, it's gross.
Pardon? What?
Mary's like cooler than all of us combined, and it's
why. That's not
bad.
That is like
you
so
cool. Horse for the New
Year's? Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited for the Downton Abbey Christmas special. I'm excited
Please tell me you saw the text Santa thing that they did.
No, not yet. Oh, no.
It's the funniest thing that I've watched in so long. Basically, there's a bit where the downstairs staff are playing strip poker.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
It's...
Oh, my God. That's, like, sacrilege. I can't.
All I say is Mosley is losing.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I have no idea what any of this means.
Do you have any Christmas traditions? Or anything that you're going to be doing? Yeah.
I always get really excited because I have multiple Christmases, because my parents are divorced, so I usually have a Christmas with my dad, and I have one with my mom, and I have one with my aunt, and I have one with my best friend, and it's like many days of Christmas.
Aww. I have a question about going back to the highlights of 2014, because okay. I think...
We can't rewind. Well, it's not allowed.
We're not rewinding, we're throwing back.
Same thing. Can't do it.
Some of us, like Donya and Karen and I, participated on Hyperbole in an article that happens every year about our favorite movie releases of 2014 and favorite book releases of 2014. I think Brooke and Courtney, like obviously Courtney's not a Hyperbole writer, but I think Brooke didn't contribute to this. But also, those things are limited to just 2014 releases. So my question is, it can be a 2014 release. What was everyone's favorite book? Courtney, this includes you. What was What was everyone's favorite book and or movie that they read or watched for the first time in 2014, whether it is a 2014 release or not, basically?
I'm almost finished reading Gone Girl. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's like worth the hype, is it?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
I didn't know what it was about. Like, I was so confused.
The book is very good so far. I've got like a quarter left to it, and so I'll probably be finishing that this weekend. So, cool. Book, I can't give me a come back to me on the movie.
Okay. Brooke, what?
The book I read this year that I really didn't expect to like as much as I did. Was Jamie Marks is Dead, and I actually picked it up because it's a movie, and I saw the movie, and the movie was so weird and different and interesting that I read the book in a day, and I haven't done that since I was like 16. So
oh my god,
that was really nice. And then movies.
Marvel.
I was going to say, I don't know, I didn't watch Spectacular Now for the first time this year. But that's one of my favorite movies that I repeatedly watch. Winter Soldier is probably the most surprising. That one's really hit. I watched it today. And then the movie that I want to see this year, but I'm not going to until next year because I'm in the middle of nowhere, Whiplash. That's so bad.
Yeah. Donya, how about you?
Oh, hands down Winter Soldier for movie.
Even
I'm still rewatching it.
Yeah. I want to rewatch it. Like I could go and put it on right now on the DVD player. And that's so, like, I don't rewatch movies.
I'm the same way. There's very few movies I rewatch. And I've watched that three times now.
I've seen it maybe so five or something. Donya's probably seen it like 15. But I'm not a rewatcher of movies. And I really, it's
Courtney.
Like, it's so bad.
15's a bit low, but.
Are you serious? I don't know. I can't process like watching the same thing that many times. I feel like I've seen it like 45 times in GIF format. Like seriously, I've seen it. Like I know it off by heart via GIF. But yeah, for real.
Well, I saw it maybe 6 or 7 times in the cinema before it left. And I will preface that by saying that I have a cinema card that basically means I can see movies as many times as I want within a month, and I only pay one fee. Mm. So it's not like it costs me every single
That's
time
terrible,
I was
ridiculous. You need help.
That would be dangerous. I'm a huge movie rewatcher, so I would go see movies a lot.
Yeah.
For that article, I picked How to Train Your Dragon 2 as my favorite movie, but it was really close with Days of Future Past because I cried so much at the end of that movie.
Oh, God,
and I know. but I also just watched Fight Club. And that movie was really interesting and not what I thought it was going to be. So,
I really am confused as to what... It's literally about a fight club, so I don't know what you thought it was going to be about.
But, like, there's a big twist to the movie that I didn't think was going to be there.
So, you thought it was just like straight up real, like.
You didn't for a 10-year-old movie. That's amazing.
I can't believe you spoiled for it. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was pretty happy.
What about books? Like, obviously, you had a couple that, you know, obviously you've done a lot of book work on Hyperball, but you had the you know, and the new release. But did you read anything for the first time this year that was a bit older that you really liked?
Yeah, I've read Stephanie Perkins' series, Anna and the French Kiss, Lola and the Boy Next Door, and Isla and the Happily Ever After. Mm-hmm. And usually I'm not big on, like, contemporary books, especially, like, contemporary romances. Mm-hmm. Those books are so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm? What?
You're just,
I have issues with Anna and the French Kiss that I've discussed publicly on Twitter. I think I had an argument, but an airing of grievances in which someone else was, I was going back and forth. I think it was with Caitlin off Hyperball where we were really, I liked it as well. I went through it really fast the first time I read Anna and the French Kiss, and I'm like, oh, I really liked it. And then I thought about it again, and I was like, I don't think I liked it. I think there was just something about it that was really captivating. I don't think I actually liked it. That being said, it did really capture the feel of Paris quite well, and I wrote down a few places that she mentioned in it to, like, go to in Paris, like, that was interesting, like the Pantheon and a couple of the chocolate shops that she mentioned. So, yes, I have read that book, but I have really conflicting feelings about it. I haven't read the book. My favorite book, if I could go back and do the Hyperball article, I would change it now because I finished a book that I had not yet finished by the time that I had done the article. But my favorite release for this year was probably A Hero at the End of the World.
Yes!
Have you read it yet, Donya?
Yes, I got the advanced reader's copy, and it was so good.
So good. Oh, my God. Okay, it's hang on a second, I'll go and get it. Just give me a sec.
Yeah. This is on Book Hype. I talked about Big Bang Press.
It was literally right next to the my like thing. Okay.
So this is the book by Big Bang Press, which was that Kickstarter-funded fandom started.
Yeah, it's a small publishing, like a small publishing company started by fandom writers who are publishing books of pretty, like, people who have original fiction who are known to be very good quality writers via fandom. And this is the first one of three that they wrote. Like, they're doing, like, a literary fiction one, a kind of darker one later on. But this is a young adult satire, basically. It's so perfect. Basically what it is, it's about a kid who was, like, a prophesized hero, like Harry Potter, like he was the one prophesized to kill this tyrant. And then, and it starts at that moment where he basically flops, like he doesn't do it, and his best friend kills the guy. And so his life goes to shit, and his best friend becomes this hero. And so it's like a satire on the hero trope, and it's very tongue-in-cheek, while also being incredibly sincere. It's so good. And one of the characters in it, who is this basically the sort of son of a kind of villain character who ends up kind of teaming up with Ewan, the main character. He's based, well, like he's kind of vaguely based on Daniel Sharman. Like you kind of the author. Like, what would fan cast Daniel Sharman as him? And I cannot stop picturing it because there's a lot of jokes about scarves. But anyway, it's really, like, Daniel Sharman aside, it's really good. I've already sent it to two people for Christmas.
You should send it to me.
Yeah, you can get it's got like an ebook download that you can get. So definitely, it's amazing. It's so, so good. And it's so good quality, and I just can't... It's so well done, and I just loved it. But anyway.
Natalie's in my head, because that was the one I was going to say, you know, comic books aside.
Yeah.
Because I chose, like, two collected trades of comic books for my 2014 book, that would be the actual book that I'd pick. It's so good.
Like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, because I know the author's writing. I know that she's a good writer, but it's so much better than I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, funny and good, and I'd seen quotes of it online and stuff like that, but I didn't. But I've read books before by fan fiction authors, like, and they're good in the same way fan fiction is good, but they don't necessarily hold the strength to stand alone. This does. This should be in bookshops as a complete, like, it's so good, and you all need to read it. But anyway, yeah. Favorite movies, definitely Winter Soldier, definitely Pride, which is the movie that I wrote about for Hyperball, which is about the, oh, it's so yeah. beautiful, 19, it's yeah, about the 19... Yeah, it's about the 1980s, like, miners' strikes and the gay community that supported them, and it's just unbelievably good. And then older movies, I can't really remember if there's any that I saw for the first time that... Oh, What's Your Number? Which is a terrible rom-com with Chris Evans and Anna Faris. Guys, it's so freaking good. Aside from the premise of it being terrible, it's so good. It's so unbelievably good without, like, it's just so terrible that it's good, but it is so good. Anyway, moving on. Courtney, did you have a favourite movie of the year?
No.
Well.
Do you know what I rewatched this year? Because I kind of put my foot down and introduced some of my housemates to it, because I put my foot down because they all wanted to go and see Exodus, and I was like, no, we're not. No.
I made
everyone sit down and watch The Prince of Egypt, and I said the best version of this story has already been made.
I remember seeing that at the movies. Jesus.
So good. Yeah. So good. And the thing is going back to it now, it holds up. It is still as good and as completely heart-wrenchingly awesome as it was when I first saw it. So, yeah.
Okay.
It holds up so well.
Do we want to move on, Karen? Do you want to take control of this situation again and move
on? Yes. You guys are crazy. Okay, so best Christmas gift that you've received or given. Mine is a toss-up. Yeah, mine's a toss-up between, actually, the None Other Teen Wolf podcast sweatshirt that Natalie gave all of us.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I wear it, like, every day. I'm not even kidding. Like, one of the guys that lives, like, I work in somebody's house, and one of the guys that lives there just, like, calls me Teen Wolf now because I wear this sweatshirt every day.
Yeah. It hangs on my door in my room. Like, I have a drawer full of hoodies, and then I have, like, two or three hoodies that are hanging with my jackets to be, like, instant put on, and it's there.
Yeah. And then the other one is when last year's Hypeable Secret Santa, Brittany was my Secret Santa, and she got me the Gryffindor tee from Adagio, and I am totally addicted to it, and that's what started my tea obsession, and now it's just out of control.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got one, Diana?
I can show you mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go, Courtney. You show it to us.
There we go.
Humble brag.
No, it wasn't like that, but, like, that is, like, my pride and joy as far as fandom gifts. I love that.
For real, it's a pretty big deal. If anyone can't tell what that is, it's a set piece map of Beacon Hills, like the one that Danny had in the show. Like, so, yeah, it's a very nice thing that we got sent, which is very, very lovely. But, yeah.
Donna, did you ever...
This is the problem with the best fandom present that I think I've given, is that I think it's going to be this year's one, but it hasn't arrived with my Hyperball Secret Santa yet. So, but other fandom gift I'd given... Jen, who we've had on here before, I actually managed to source and get her a Dylan O'Brien autograph, which she freaked out about. And then Liz, is a huge, huge, like, Captain America fan. So I got her the set of replica Captain America trading cards that Agent Coulson has from the Avengers movie. Both the standard set and the ones that have the blood all over them.
I want them.
I can send you the link to where I got them from. I'll hook you up, Brooke. It's all good.
You're the worst. You have the best stuff.
I know.
Yeah, because I can't reach it right now. But I've won two, or maybe three. I don't know. Last year before BotCon, last Christmas, my parents got me my own wand. And it's beautiful and sleek, and it has its own stamp on the end. And it's the most, I hung out last night and I was just holding it.
Give me one second.
Oh dear.
Do I see him talking? Yeah.
We don't want to see your wand, Danya. Put it away.
It's
family friendly.
And then Natalie's sweatshirt is amazing, which I just love. It's just a beautiful thing. And then the thing that I got for, a couple weeks ago is Courtney gave me, not just a stack of, beautiful prints that she got from the convention, Colourpop, right? Yeah. But the one that I have been looking at, that Kendra drew, that is Paris Idols, and it's the piece of art that I fell in love with this year, apart from Dawn's art, and I was just oh my god, I love it so much. So she gave me that, and I'm gonna have it framed and put up and everything. Oh my god, I love that. So yes.
So
standing here is not like he can't want it, but you guys know what it is. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fandom gift I've received, because you said wand, so there's this. This isn't actually a normal wand. This is actually a remote control for my television.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I know someone with one of those. And you tune it to the TV and then it's
so much fun.
You can make it.
That's
so awesome. So it's either that or it's this.
Ooh. Is that the art? Is this the art book?
It's the art book for Avatar The Last Airbender. So it's between...
Karen.
No, that's why she's only getting the cover.
Every time we go into a comic book store or any store, she's spoilers, cover it up. I'm I'm not looking.
Oh my god.
today. I don't want to talk about
I was going to say, with no spoilers, I am
I can't talk about it.
But that ending is probably the one thing I probably wanted from the entirety of Korra, and they did it, and I cried.
They did it, and it's beautiful.
Floods of tears. I was so happy.
It makes me think, what would have happened if Avatar, if the original series had been written now.
Right?
Like, it's a change.
So I have a question. I just want to say one thing. You don't think that's why they pulled it, do you?
What?
From TV?
Oh.
Yeah, stop. Sure. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, or that they knew that they weren't getting aired on TV, so then they were like, fuck it, we're going to write that.
Exactly, yeah. It was one of those. As I thought about that today, I was like, I bet you that's why they were either balls out, fuck it, Or the network was nah.
So much for this being family. Did everyone go?
No, I didn't, but I can't think of anything good. I gave you guys sweatshirts. I'm nice. I forgot that I did that. I've gotten, I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
What about what you're wearing?
Oh, yeah, but I already showed you guys this. Yes, this is my Christmas present from my Hyperball Secret Santa. It's, and it's the Captain America Winter Soldier uniform shirt, the stealth uniform
shirt.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I got that for Secret Santa, from my Secret Santa, which was very, very exciting. And I have to go actually post a picture of it on Hyperball because I haven't done that yet, or on our group. But, yeah, that was nice. I can't think of anything else right now because my headache that kept me up till 2 a.m. is starting to come.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Everything in my house is fandomy. Like it's pretty much, like, it's really hard to, like, pick.
I know. You probably looked around at all the art on her walls.
Oh, yeah. Marama just sent me this for no reason because she got a free copy of it from the publishing company and, like, didn't want to keep it. So that's nice. That was a One Direction book for those listening at home. So
Marima's like, I don't want this crap at home. Who wants this crap? Natalie wants this crap.
Literally, yeah. But yeah.
Okay, so last question before we get into our annual poem. I love how this is the second year, but this is already, you know, a thing. Is what are we looking forward to in 2015, I forgot what year was next year.
Agent Carter,
and I'm going first. What?
I said Agent Carter in before.
No. I am going to New Orleans, and I am
Karen. It's New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay. That's not how we say it in New York. And visiting
Bobby. Obviously you're not from New Orleans.
And I get her all to myself, and we're going to eat lots of food and go to a convention, and I'm going to see Holly Marie Combs, who played Piper on Charmed, and I'm so excited.
I'm going to see Tom Felton, guys. I'm so excited. Come on now.
Is Tom Felton going to be there?
Yeah.
He's so cool. I've met him. He's so, so cool and so nice and so funny. Have fun. Like, he's freaking legend, that guy. Like, yeah. Anyway. I want to be Tom Felton. Agent Carter. That's what I'm excited for.
Me is AS more Marvel every day. I'm kind of upset.
Oh, Courtney, I'm so sorry.
And I'm really angry.
No, like Age of Ultron, because I about had a panic attack the other day when I watched that trailer. So that's going to be really hard to get through, but really awesome. And,
yeah, I wish we could all be with you to watch it like we were originally going to be. Like, we were going to all go together, and then we'd been able to be there and, like, hold your hand. But, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's so funny because, like, I remember last year everyone talking about that, and I was like, I might have to enter this movie that I don't want to
see. Yeah, yeah.
Like, fast forward, like, to a year, I'm just going to be, like, depressed sitting out there with me.
Yeah.
And 2015, there is literally, the only thing it would be, like, being up with you has been... or plans to do that, but I don't know. There's not a whole lot. There's a lot of, like, potential for 2015, but there isn't, like, a lot of actual, like, set in stone plans. But there's a lot of potential. I didn't think this year was anything as big as it was. It was huge.
Yeah. Hey, Brooke, I don't live that far away from you. You want to go see Age of Ultron together?
It's good.
Really? Karen, you should totally drive. You should totally drive to Brooke's house and go to Age of Ultron.
You do it.
Oh, my God.
You can drive to my house.
I'm going to Google how far away you are from me.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Oh, my God. It would be the most amazing thing that's ever happened.
Donya, you should come to Australia and watch it with me.
Do you know, funnily enough, I was actually talking to my cousins to see about coming out to visit at some point. So.
But you've been there before, right? Like, you said you've been to Supernova. You've been here
I've been
before.
To Supernova before, yeah. Yeah, I've been to Australia.
You've been to Supernova. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you should come here and watch that with me.
Who's going to come watch the movie with me?
You don't want to see that movie. I'll come and watch another movie with you. Like,
okay.
We're going to watch some movies when we're together, Court. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Let me think. Looking ahead to 2015, what's going to be Clint Barton's farm?
Oh, my God. Okay, we need to stop with this. Yeah, I just can't. I just can't.
Marvel.
Marvel. Just give me a hand signal. I'm going to take the headphones out. Just give me a hand signal when it's okay.
Don't be terrible. Courtney.
That's
the worst. Courtney, what are you looking forward to in 2015?
Convincing Karen that she needs to move down here by food alone.
Oh.
Not going to be that hard.
Yeah, like
guys,
I'm plotting.
I eat so much when I'm there.
I've been to New Orleans once, but I literally only got there on a tour bus and was at the House
of
Blues.
He says it the same way I do.
Pardon?
Sorry. Yeah, you say it the same way I do.
New Orleans, yeah. I don't know. Sorry. I know it's incorrect. And I literally only went to the House of Blues for the gig that was part of the tour. And then, like, a pizza shop up the street from that. And a hotel. That's all. I kind of got a tiny bit of the impression of the architecture, but that's all. Like, I've been through New Orleans, but I haven't, like, experienced it. So, yeah.
Well.
You're like, well.
I mean, I
guys,
I could...
you don't want to come where I live. You don't have anything.
Where I live, we don't have anything either.
We have one subway.
So do we.
We have half of a McDonald's.
We don't even have a McDonald's.
What?
Half a McDonald's?
Is it
like a combination McDonald's Taco Bell or something?
No, it's called McDonald's Express. They don't even sell They don't even sell, like, ice cream or the fancy coffees or nothing like that. It's like Brothers Fries Nights. That's it.
Fuck that devil dancing bullshit.
I know.
Okay. It's an Uno reference. I'm sorry. I can't. Okay.
What did you say? It's an Uno reference?
Yes.
Uno, like the card game.
Yeah, so very, very quick rundown. Courtney and I stayed in were we in New York? It was in, yes. No, it was Chicago, was it? Oh, was it New York? No, it was New York. Okay.
Jesus.
We were in New York. We went to go to see How to Succeed in Business Without Trying when Darren was in it, and we were at the hotel, and we were playing Uno, and it literally got to the point where one of our friends ended up with all of the cards, and she literally threw them down and screamed, "Fuck this devil dancing bullshit!"
Wow.
Okay.
It was such a beautiful moment.
Oh no! Another special guest.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Another special guest.
What do you want for Christmas?
I would like
all of his dead friends to come back?
Yes, that's what I was going to say, but I'm glad you said it. I think this is from Comic-Con, San Diego.
Yeah, it's from Comic-Con. It's from Comic-Con because I remember being home and desperately hating everyone.
Yeah,
<okay.
laughs>
alright, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're done with that part. Shall we read our poem and get the fuck out of here?
Yep.
All right.
How's everyone doing? We all good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Cool. All right. So I just need to see where I have.
And we're gonna make it so we can like take this clip out so we can post it again, right?
Oh, yeah. I suppose so.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's try and do it nicely. Alright, so...
this is possible.
Yeah, so what, Jen and Donya have composed a beautiful Christmas
treat
for us once again. And we're gonna do it. We're gonna read it. And hopefully it'll be great. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Take it away, Donya.
Okay, so this is The 12 Days of Teen Wolf. On the first day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me...
another dead body!
On the second day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me...
two banshees screaming.
And another dead body!
On the third day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me...
three betas leaving...
two banshees screaming.
And another dead body!
On the fourth day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me...
four seasons streaming.
Three betas leaving.
Two banshees screaming.
And another dead body!
Oh my god, I love that she's like screaming.
Ready for this? Ready for this one, guys?
Oh,
on the fifth day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me... Mash!
That was so bad!
So bad.
Three betas leaving.
Two banshees screaming.
And another dead body!
On the sixth day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me... six skipped classes. Mountain.
Three betas leaving.
Two banshees screaming.
And another dead body.
Okay.
We can do this. On the seventh day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me... Karen, it to you again.
Oh, shoot! Seven product placements.
Six skipped classes.
Mash!
Four seasons streaming.
Three betas leaving.
Two banshees screaming.
And another dead body.
On the eighth day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me...
eight wolf's bane flowers.
Seven product placements.
Six skipped classes. Mountain.
Forgot.
Four seasons streaming.
Three betas leaving.
Two banshees screaming.
And another dead body.
On the ninth day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me...
nine Oni fighting.
Eight Wolfsbane flowers.
Seven product placements.
Six skip classes. Mountain.
Four seasons streaming.
Three betas leaving.
Two banshees screaming.
And another dead body.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me...
10 unnecessary backflips.
Nine Oni fighting.
Eight Wolfsbane flowers.
Seven product placements.
Six skipped classes.
Mountain Ash.
Screaming.
Three betas leaving.
Two banshees screaming.
And another dead body.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me 11 hunters hunting.
10 unnecessary backflips.
9 Oni fighting.
8 Wolfsbane flowers.
7 product placements.
6 skipped classes. Mountain Ash!
Four seasons streaming.
Three betas leaving.
Two banshees screaming.
And another dead body. I change it every time.
I think we should all sing the last.
Karen's not doing too good with the rhythm on that one.
Go ahead. All right,
we can do this.
Ready? Are we ready?
Go.
All right. Yes. On the
on the 12th day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me.
Wait, Brooke, are we singing the last?
Oh my god. Go again, Donya.
Okay. On the 12th day of Christmas, Teen Wolf gave to me
12 sacrifices,
11 hunters hunting,
10 unnecessary baptisms,
9 oni fighting,
8 wolfsbane flowers,
7 product placements,
6 skipped classes.
Four seasons streaming.
3 betas leaving.
2 banshee screaming.
Really? That was the worst thing we've ever done.
Oh my god. I don't know if it's the worst thing. Is it worse than druid sex?
No, druid sex, okay, is relevant and interesting.
Alright, fine.
Wait. So are we now not another Teen Wolf podcast choir?
We've already got two songs for the album.
I know. We do. We have 5 members.
If anyone would like to reach out to us with a recording contract,
yes,
we are available.
Yes. Guys, seriously,
we could use the money.
Do parody songs.
No.
Of like,
no.
Yeah, Teen Wolf parody songs, right here.
Do you want to write Teen Wolf One parody Eminem rap?
Yes, yeah. One Direction, Eminem, we got this. Oh, I'm going to work on it tonight.
All right.
Okay. Do we actually have anybody watching us?
Yeah, there's a few people, and Maj said that was an instant classic.
Thank you. Yeah. She's always so nice. Do you have any questions?
That's going to be the quote on the back of our album. Another instant classic.
Yeah.
No, not another instant classic.
I think that might have to be the title of this episode.
Do we have any questions on the hashtag?
No, a few people just saying they're watching. Someone said, what would you buy your favorite character for Christmas? Which, oh god, I feel like we've done something like this before. But how about this Christmas? Does anyone have anything new from
It's not that. It's not a gift. It's what I want them to give each other.
Okay.
And I want Derek Hale to take his building that he owns
Do you now understand why Donya and I are
I want to. I want him to Tony Stark his house.
It's not Tony Starking though. It's like Hawkeye in the comic that you're currently reading.
Oh, I haven't read it yet. But doesn't Tony? He has different levels for each Avenger, right?
Well, that's sort of something we made up. I mean, it's probably true, but it's like not necessarily.
There's this green cat. I have to say.
No, that's true. It is true. That is where it came from. That's true. He could be Tony Stark.
Did I just correct you on something Marvel-related?
No. I'd forgotten where it came from, but yes, you are correct.
I just want to say that that's a moment that just happened.
Okay. Keep reading your little Hawkeye comic, and you will understand why Donya and I literally flipped out. Because he has because Clint is also the landlord of a trashed building where he like lets people like live. And Derek is so much more like Clint than Tony.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I
Absolutely.
Because Clint has a fairly tragic life as well.
And he's sort of pathetic.
Yeah. And all of his family is dead except for his one brother.
Mm. Hey, I would give Isaac my scarf.
Aww.
That's disgusting, Karen.
Why?
No, she's just disgustingly sweet. It's awful.
I'd give... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'd give Scott McCall a day off.
Oh,
yes.
Poor kid.
And a raise.
I'd give Scott McCall some more, like, loose button-down shirts that make him look like a hot dad dominating.
Yes. Yeah, you're talking.
Sorry. And I would give... I would give Liam a boyfriend. And hugs. Liam. Oh, what would we give Liam? Liam, we didn't have Liam last Christmas. Everyone say what they'd give Liam.
Yeah. A cuddle.
Xanax.
A punching bag.
Xanax. What?
Xanax. I'd give Liam a Xanax.
He needs a supernatural therapist.
Not Miss Morrell, though.
No.
No.
He just gets people into trouble. I would give him these cats because I hate them and I want them to leave. Where are they? There they are.
I see them.
They're so cute, though.
Liam, would you like these terrible cats? Because they're really terrible. They might bring
they
you
look
joy.
Really horrible.
The pure white one, he eats his food and he started taking to drinking water out of the bowl by dipping and licking. Like, he dips his paw and like to drink water. And he started breaking into the cupboard, opening the box of food and dipping a paw in to get out nuggets of cat food. It's He's the worst. Aren't you the worst?
Hello, Kathy. Okay. So we have one more thing. I forgot. Yeah. Brooke's non sequitur question, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
Yay.
My non sequitur question is very important, and I want you to take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I feel like it'll tie all together. But, I need to know myself which Avenger I am, but I want to decide what all Avengers they are. We know
for fuck's sake.
Yeah, please.
Alright, guys, it was nice talking to you.
Courtney!
It's really important that I know what Avenger I am. It's really important. Like, I need to know this. Because the fact that I'm Harry Styles was such a big moment for me. But now it's like, I need to know what Avenger I am.
It's really hard to narrow that down because there's a lot, like, of different aspects.
Right.
Jesus.
And I figured that if I'm not, like, an Avenger, that's okay. I can live with it.
You're upsetting your best friend. She's leaving.
But who am I in the universe? I need to know
That's so big and hard to define.
I know, it's why I say it's an important question.
I don't think that we have time for this. And I think that Courtney is leaving and you're alienating your best friend in the whole world.
Boy. Take one for the team. I need to know this.
You're like, shut up and deal.
Do you know how long I've been taking one for the team? Marvel. I just know I'm Bruce. That's all I'm being told.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
There. Boom.
And Natalie is Tony. And we know Natalie is Tony. It's very clear. Where am I?
Just remember, Tony's my favorite, Nat, so...
And Bruce is mine.
Right. But,
And yeah. I'm Thor because I'm dumb, so dumb or something.
No,
I don't
Thor's
know.
Not dumb at all. Like, he's not dumb, and that really annoys me when people like act
naive.
Like
that. He's naive. I don't know. What
he's
am
not
I
even
Thor?
Naive. He's way more advanced. He's just different. Like, he's just he comes from another culture. But he's actually really advanced. But yeah, he is a little bit naive, but I love him. Anyway,
yes, like Thor, Karen, you come from another planet.
Thanks so much.
No, it's really hard to narrow that down, bro. Like, yeah.
Well, this is your Christmas job. Like, this is my if. You need to figure out who I am. So I'm
Did we settle on I'm Coulson? Was that what
know,
we said?
I feel like there's something about it. Like, I don't know. There's so much. There's so, too much. I can't. Do you know how many fucking Avengers there are, bro? Does this end with the movies? Like, do you know how many fucking Avengers there are? There's a lot.
That's why I understand it to the whole universe. You have that whole universe to pick from. And you have that one.
It's even worse. Like, it's really... Anyway.
Okay. We'll get back to you on that, bro.
It's different with One Direction. I can see five of anything. I can see five eggs laying on a counter and be able to assign One Direction identity to them. I'm serious. Like, Leo has tested this before. She gave him, like a Pepsi bottle, a pin. Like, she just gave him, pushed five objects, and she's like, make this One Direction. And I'm like, okay.
No,
and I did.
No,
it's just the weird thing.
The fact that I'm the Harry Styles. Do not take that from me.
You're not. I'm not taking that from you. I'm not taking that from you. It's just that assigning people to the five One Direction identities is a lot easier than you'd think. Mm-hmm. It's like Hogwarts houses. Everyone. It's just sort of a fact. Like anyway. Okay. We should move on from that.
Yeah. Okay. That was our very. Merry, not another very merry Christmas episode.
Not a mouthful at all.
Thing.
Arte.
2.0. Thanks for joining us, guys. This
and
craziness.
We're sorry.
We're very sorry.
Yeah, as always.
You can watch this later. We did have some nice content. We got some cool facts from Alyssa about, her killing people on Teen Wolf.
I mean, it started off great, and then it just went downhill from there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's true. But what are you going to do? We need,
we're going to put it on iTunes. That's what we're going to do.
You're just going to have to deal with that. Shall I? I will announce, maybe... maybe that we have applied. I do feel a little bit bad announcing it without a confirmation because I might have a come back being disappointed. But we've applied to be recognized as press for Comic-Con this year, which is exciting. But I really hope that the Comic-Con people don't listen to this episode as an example. So, we'll see.
God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
We are very professional every other day of the week.
Yeah, except for the Christmas episode.
This is quality content. I don't know what you're talking about.
We had a writer, we had a guest writer, we just have them at our beck and call to come
that's
on
great.
Live live stream, so that's good.
I mean, we had a song.
We had a
rhythm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Thank you to Danya and Jen for writing that beautiful monstrosity.
Yeah.
But, okay, before this falls into further chaos, we should probably go. So, thanks for everyone for joining, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Food. Guys, go. Bye.